We know love by this, that Jesus laid down his life for us. And we ought to lay down our lives for one another. How does God's love abide in anyone who has the world's goods and sees a brother or sister in need and yet refuses help? Little children, let us love, not in word or speech, but in truth and action. And by this we will know that we are from the truth and will assure our hearts before him whenever our hearts condemn us, for God is greater than our hearts and God knows everything. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have boldness before God. And we receive from God whatever we ask because we obey God's commandments and do what pleases Almighty God. And this is the commandment, that we should believe in the name of God's Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another just as God has commanded us. All who obey God's commandments abide in the Holy One, and that one abides in them. And by this we know that God abides in us, by the Spirit that God has given us. May God's blessing rest upon the reading and the hearing of these holy words for us this day, for they are the word of God for the people of God. Let us pray. Our gracious and loving God, we are thankful for words of Scripture, for their teaching and claim upon our daily lives and living. And now, O God, in these moments that we share together, open our hearts, our minds, and our spirits, and pour your Spirit upon each and every one of us. Give us, O God, a sense of peace, rest, and comfort from the activities of daily life and living, those things past, present, and yet to come. O God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts, may they be pleasing and acceptable, O God, to you, our rock and our redeemer. For we pray in Christ's name. Amen. I want to take a quick survey. Those of you that prefer Coke, raise your hand. Those of you that prefer Pepsi. Oh, it's a little on the even side at this service. Huh. What's that? Ah, you all voted early. What was it here? Pepsi? Coke? Pepsi? All right. Pepsi seemed to be in the other services a little on the higher edge, but I'm not 100% sure because I didn't do a count. But, you know, the Coca-Cola company has experimented with some new formulas through their history. Every once in a while when I take a trip down to Atlanta to visit a couple of the seminaries there, one year we had some extra time on our hands, and so we went to the Coca-Cola Museum. That's where I first experienced one of those big new red Coke dispensing machines. I'm told the closest one is at Five Guys. Anybody know what I'm talking about? One of those ones that has probably, I don't know, 250, 300 different choices just by pushing buttons. Of course, if you're a diehard Coke drinker and you want pure Coke, then you wonder, what if the person ahead of me put lime vanilla in their drink? Is that going in mine? So you'll just have to grin and bear it if it does. But some of those changes with Coke have been good, and, well, some of those changes just haven't worked so well. Now Coke is introducing a new product called Coke Life. Anybody tasted it? Anybody seen it? How heavy was it? That's not bad. Yeah, what's really intriguing, they're real glass bottles. I found it in Giant Eagle in February. I don't know whether it's still out there on the market or not. It might be dead by now. Who knows? But I have a suspicion maybe it'll stay around for a while. So it's a new formula, Coca-Cola Life. John talks about life in this morning's scripture. And there's kind of a formula for life in the scripture as well. In Leviticus, in the Old Testament, God had a conversation with Moses and instructed Moses to have a conversation with the Jewish people, and this is part of the formula. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. That's what God said. And as far as formulas go, that's really a terrific formula. It has worked for thousands of years. But other world religions have really picked up on that as well. Jews believe that you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Hindus affirm one should not behave toward others in a way which is disagreeable to oneself. Everybody else makes it a little wordier. Buddhists say that you should hurt not others in ways that you yourself would find hurtful. Muslims believe that no one of you is a believer until he desires for his brother that which he desires for himself. There's nothing really secret about this formula, but even Jesus makes it a part of his great commandment. Love the Lord your God, says Jesus, and love your neighbor as yourself. But surprisingly, in his first letter in the New Testament, the Apostle John offers a new recipe. This is the commandment, he says, that we should believe in the name of God's Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another. Believe in Jesus and love one another. Now that's not the same formula. And it can be dangerous to change a formula that is successful. 30 years ago this month, Coke changed its formula. April 1985, Coca-Cola changed its formula and introduced a product called New Coke. Anybody remember that one? Yeah. It lasted for 3 months. The public outcry was so severe that within 3 months they got rid of the new Coke and they went back to the original formula on the market and made probably everyone happy. Bottom line, be careful when you change something that is successful. You might end up breaking something that does not need fixed. So what is up with the Apostle John? Well, he wants to take a commandment and put a face on it. He wants to put a human face on the commandment to love one another, and so he does that by attaching this commandment to the face of Jesus Christ. He says, we know love by this, that Jesus laid down his life for us. You see, John knows that there's a problem with these love commandments. He knows that they can easily become a little lovey-dovey, syrupy, sweet kinds of things where everyone enjoys the pleasant taste and no one wants to deal with the hard reality. And so he changes the formula to include the bitter sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross. Such a change of behavior, of ingredients, can actually call for a change in our behavior as well. John insists that we ought to lay down our lives for one another. And so under this new formula in 1 John, sacrificial giving becomes a central part to the Christian life. One that just cannot be denied any longer. John asks of his followers, How does God's love abide in anyone who has at their disposal all the goods of the world? And yet they see a brother or a sister in need and yet refuse to help. Where is God's love in that person? Where do you see God's love in such a person? John says, you don't. It's just not there. You see, John wants us to realize, to see, to experience that love is seen in action, not just in words. As I've been talking to some people, and we were talking in a confirmation class today, continually say, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry for the same offense, and repeating it over and over again eventually means absolutely nothing. To say I'm sorry brings with it a change in one's behavior. Love is an action, not just words. John says, believe in the name of God's Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another. There is action there, not just words. John links belief in Jesus Christ to loving one another and knowing that the best example of that love is to see the sacrificial love, the life and the death of Jesus Christ on the cross. Action. And the result then is a new formula that calls each and every one of us to obey action, the words of God's commandment. John says that we will know that God lives in us because God's Spirit then will be a part of our daily lives and living. This new formula creates a link between words of a belief and the action of our love that create a new kind of life for us to be involved in the lives of others. And there it is again, action. In Christ, we have life. I just think it's fascinating that this is called Coke Life. I don't know why they came up with Coke Life, but it was launched in Argentina before being test marketed in the United Kingdom, and well, here it is in the United States. People are wondering if it's a little healthier Coke. Its formula is different. I want to say it's kind of like, what was it called, the throwback Pepsi? Did they have a throwback Coke as well? They actually sweetened them with real sugar like they used to be. This one now, Coke Life, is actually sweetened with cane sugar and stevia. Those just aren't my, stevia is just not part of my diet. But Some in my family like it. It's a reduced calorie cola. 35% fewer calories than regular Coca-Cola. I'm told that a regular can of Coke has 140 calories in it, and this new Coca-Cola Life will have 89. So I found Coke Life, spring of 2015. But Jesus Christ has been offering life for over 2,000 years. I think I'll take him over this. A couple people have said, what's it taste like? I don't know. I haven't opened them yet. I might just keep it this way in case it fails. I've got 6 collector items maybe. Maybe not. Maybe I'll do target practice with them. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. But it is my hope and prayer that all of us, that we might believe in the name of Jesus Christ, love one another, and experience life through this Jesus Christ that's been offering life for some 2,000 years, that we might receive it in the abundance with which it is given. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, the love that we receive through your Son, Jesus Christ, is not passive. It's not just words. It's action. We pray, oh God, that we might have this abundant life through your Son, Jesus Christ, that we might faithfully go into the world to seek to change, to transform, and to make it new through the power and presence of Christ that blesses and anoints us all. For this, O God, we ask and pray in Christ's holy and precious name. Amen.